Community health centers in central New York and across the country have been operating without long-term funding from the federal government since September. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, Senator Chuck Schumer says he wants to fully renew the program.
The Syracuse Community Health Center serves more than 30,000 Central New Yorkers across 15 sites. If funding is not restored, the center could lose millions of dollars, be forced to close three locations, reduce services, and lay off 75 workers. John Totari has been coming to the center with his family for 40 years.
They've been giving us good service, good treatment. They've been taking care of us. If anything happened, I don't know where to take my family or what to do anymore. I've been used to coming here, and it's going to be hard on all of us.
As negotiations continue over the federal budget, Schumer says there is bipartisan support to fund community health centers. But he says hard-right conservative members of Congress are against it.
They don't want to fund anything. They just want to cut all of it. And community health centers is one of the things in their crosshairs. This small group has such clout because they go particularly to Speaker Ryan, and they say, we're not going to let any budget through if it has these things in it.
Schumer says he wants to strike a deal by a February 8th deadline on the federal budget. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.